This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes and Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Gerald Crabtree, Chief Operating Officer and Director at Pharmacyte Biotech, a clinical stage biotechnology company focused on developing targeted treatments for cancer and diabetes using its signature live cell encapsulation technology, cell in a box. Dr. Crabtree, welcome to eHealth Radio.
It's good to talk to you this morning, Eric.
Yeah, likewise. Good to have you. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. In an effort to understand how the Melanogen cells work, can you explain what happens to the pancreas in type 1 diabetes for starters?
Sure. Just a quick intro, and I'm not sure how many of your listeners know this, but probably many. The pancreas is the source of insulin production in the body. And what does insulin do? When you eat a meal, you digest carbohydrates, they break down into a sugar called glucose that then enters, that's then in the bloodstream. But the deal is you have to get the glucose from the blood fluid itself into the cells of the body because it's used for a source of energy for all those different kinds of cells. And what insulin does, it helps the transport of the glucose from the blood into the inside of the cells where it can be used. Now, in type 1 diabetes, what happens? Apparently, there's a type of autoimmune disease, sort of, you know, another example is Lyme disease. But what an autoimmune disease is, it's the body's immune system does, for some reason, does not any longer recognize that certain cells in the pancreas that produce insulin as normal tissue in the body. They think they're foreign, and they destroy them. And once those cells are destroyed, they can't be replaced by the body under normal conditions. So all of a sudden, you have no insulin. And if you don't have insulin, you can't supply energy to the cells in the body. And that's pretty much what happens in type 1 diabetes.
Dr. Crabtree, why are liver cells such good candidates to replace the damaged cells in the pancreas?
It's not so much that they're good candidates, but it's worked out that they have been developed by genetic engineering to produce insulin on demand. Now, other companies and other entities are working with other kinds of cells, such as the insulin-producing cells from other animals like pigs, but there are problems with these, and other companies are using stem cells to develop insulin-like producing cells, and they're called beta islet cells of the pancreas. But those cells are difficult to maintain alive for long periods in the body. Okay, and what's happened is these liver cells have been transformed to produce a cell type that will produce insulin on demand. In other words, if you have a low if you put these in a container and you have low levels of blood glucose in the container solution, they won't produce much insulin. But if you raise that concentration of glucose, then they will start pumping out insulin. So it's sort of like a surrogate insulin producing cells from the original pancreas. That's really what it is. And it just so happens that liver cells were the original source of these Melanogen cells. That's what we call Melanogen cells.
What have early lab trials shown so far?
Well, there's been a variety of experiments done, and there was a very excellent recent publication by the developers of this technology at the University of Technology in Sydney, Australia, led by Professor Ann Simpson. And these cells have been tested in various ways to see what the parameters are for the cells to produce insulin. How much do they produce? How many cells do you need to produce them? So on like that. And all of these studies are being built upon as we speak by members of Pharmacyte Biotech's International Diabetes Consortium, which consists of 16 different experts in diabetes treatment development, and these are located at various famed institutions throughout Europe, Australia, and even in the U.S. And we are going to build on these. We're going to get a package of data that covers all the bases, so we know exactly how these adenylogen cells work, under what conditions they produce the insulin, how much they produce, and so on, before we can go even contemplate clinical trials.
Today we're with Dr. Gerald Crabtree, Chief Operating Officer and Director at Pharmacyte Biotech, a clinical stage biotechnology company focused on developing targeted treatments for cancer and diabetes using its signature live cell encapsulation technology. Cell in a Box here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Health Channels, part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Crabtree, how does Pharmacyte Cell in the Box help the melanogen cells do their jobs?
Okay, well, all of the studies that have been done to date with the melanogen cells have been done with what we call naked cells, unprotected cells. They are put in the model system that's used to test these things initially is a mouse model system in which the mice are diabetic, but their immune systems have been suppressed. Because if they were not suppressed, if their immune system was not suppressed, when you put the melanogen cells or any other kind of naked cell into the body of the mouse, the immune system would immediately destroy it and reject it. So we have to find a way to protect those melanogen cells, and Cell in a Box does that. And what Cell in a Box is simply, it describes small pinhead-sized capsules that they're perfect spheres, and the cells are incorporated inside those capsules. And then the capsules with the cells inside them are placed in the body of the mouse or the animal or a human. And we've done these trials in humans in pancreatic cancer using this technology. But simply what the Cell in a Box does, it protects the cells inside the capsules from attack by the immune system. They can sit in these capsules can sit in the body for long periods of time, up to 2 years, we know that, from pancreatic cancer studies, and protect the cells inside the capsules for at least 2 years. And so if you extrapolate that to what we're talking about today in diabetes, if the same thing happens with encapsulated melanogen cells. Just think what we would have here. We would have a way to put sort of an artificial pancreas from the point of insulin production, an artificial pancreas in the body that would exist, not be destroyed, not cause any damage, but would supply insulin on demand just like a real pancreas would do, and for how long, we don't know, but certainly a decent amount of time, you know, we hope years. So just think about that. Just for somebody that's taking 3 or 4 insulin injections a day and monitoring their blood glucose every couple of hours and wrecking their whole diet and things like this. Look, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I take diabetic meds now. I've already lost partial sight in my right eye, and I have diabetic neuropathy in my feet. But someday I'm going to have to take insulin too because the meds won't work anymore. And when that time comes, I hope that I'll be able to take Cell in a Box with melanogen cells inside and be relieved from the chore of doing all those things, taking insulin a lot and monitoring my blood glucose and changing my diet and everything. So So that's the simple story behind Mellagen cells and cell encapsulation, cell in a box. It's very unique. Nobody else has this technology. And again, the capsules are very tiny. You can see them, but they're very tiny, and they don't fall apart when they're in the body, and they don't damage any tissues near where they're placed. But we're in the early stages of the preclinical work. Hopefully we'll get in clinical trials maybe as soon as a couple of years from now, which will be absolutely amazing. I've been in drug development all my professional life, almost 50 years. I'm 74. And, but a lot of that's been in cancer, but the same drug development scenarios apply. But this is so amazing to me, this technology, so in the box. We can use it. You can put almost any kind of cell you want inside, encapsulate using the cell in the box technology. It's an amazing technology. I don't know what its limits are. And I came out of retirement to work with this stuff because I think it's amazing.
It certainly sounds like it. Certainly appreciate your sharing that more in depth. How will this technology help the lives of those patients living with type 1 diabetes? If you could just touch on that a little further.
A lot of them have to monitor their glucose levels almost constantly. And they have to take insulin injections every day at least, maybe several times a day. There are insulin types of insulin now that are longer lasting than, a few hours. But if you think about it, the way the pancreas works is that as you eat a meal that's got carbohydrates in it, and those carbohydrates get digested and get into blood, the pancreas senses the high levels of glucose and starts putting out insulin. Well, if you take insulin injections, say, every 8 hours, say, you're not doing it at the same time you're eating. So there's a little iffy stuff there. I mean, you can get into hypoglycemia, which is a precipitous drop in blood pressure, which can be very dangerous, and things like that. Even insulin pumps, the problem with insulin pumps is that they give pulses of insulin with little regard to the actual blood glucose level. What we're doing is making, and I'm going to say this, we're making a type of artificial pancreas from the point of insulin production by using the cell in a box with the Mellagen cells. At least we hope that will happen, and we trust that everything will go well. I'm an optimist, okay? And being in cancer all my life, that's something to be an optimist. But I firmly believe that this will be of significant help to type 1 diabetics eventually, and hopefully type 2 diabetics that require insulin as well. That we don't know. But it takes work, it takes time, and it takes the knowledge of tremendous individuals, and we have them in our diabetes consortium. And nobody else does.
Well, Dr. Crabtree, certainly appreciate this very helpful information, very informative. Where can listeners go to find out more information on Cell in a Box?
The simplest place to go, obviously, is our website. It discusses not only diabetes, but the stuff we're doing with pancreatic cancer, as well as some other things. And the website is www.pharmacytebiotech.com. That's PharmacyteBioTech. It's one word, no separation, .com. And we put out press releases very often and things like that. And anybody that's on the financial websites can find those as well. But the actual company website is probably the best initial source.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Crabtree, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly appreciate all that you're doing.
Well, thanks, Eric, and on behalf of Pharmacyte Biotech, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners about what we're doing.
We certainly do appreciate that, and you're more than welcome to come back with an update at any time. We've been speaking with Dr. Gerald Crabtree, Chief Operating Officer and director at PharmaCyte Biotech. And once again, the website of reference is PharmaCyteBiotech.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.